Yeah, we are Mem Chazayim and Beis. We're up to Itmar, about halfway down the page. We did a little bit of Chazara on Friday, so we're up to Itmar. Amarcha Sedeh Leperis, somebody who sells his fruit field for fruit in time when Yaiva was not Naig. Yaiva Shemem Beis, the Kaira Kenyan Paris is Kikinyan Aguf. Yaiva Shemem Beis, the Kaira Kenyan Paris is not Kikinyan Aguf. Yaiva Shemem Beis, the Kaira Kenyan Paris is Kikinyan Aguf. So he's the main owner. He can say Minadomash and Asatali. Shlokosham and Beis, the Kaira we spoke on Friday, we spoke on earlier in the week. That it's a machloikus of whether it's the Raish or Drabonon. Kinyan Paris, Bob, Kinyan Aguf. Esther of Yechim was Shlokish. Uve Secha says, Hashem will be good, Uve Secha. Lambich other maybe be Kura Ishta the Kaira, and he only has a Kinyan Paris, and it says he's Kaira. Malosh, your Shlokish answered him, Shiny Rasta will sleep with Uve Secha, it's a Xeris Hakosu. Ikka the army Esther of Shimon Lokish Rebekah, the Vesecha, Malamich, other maybe Shah the Makura Ishta the Kaira. Hustle with the civil of Vesecha, but Baal Malon, you need to exert a custom. That means without that, he would not read. I'm a long time, the Dinami Mahachi, that's my source. Kamina, that's where I said from. Esther, I have up a derech, a Bikuri Ishta, Biyad, the Vishamash, the Mesa Ishtai. Heard his wife died, so he inherited her. Maybe the Kaira, the Dik is Mesa, and Loy Mesa Loy. Masmer, she didn't die, and he's bringing the Bikurim. Right, which is a steerer to the previous price, but it's a riot. The king of Paris is not your king in Aguf. Says the Gemara, who are there now to come to Lay Mesa? Mesa, it's a Chalei the Chiddush, even if she died. Sankadai the Chamina, Ligzim Shem Rebbe Yisrael B'Chanina, it has similarities to the case of Rebbe Yisrael B'Chanina. Dom Rebbe Yisrael B'Chanina. But so if a guy harvested the Shogam Yad Shliach, Umei Shliach B'Derech, and he brings it himself. Maybe Vein Akaira. She's an Amav L'Kachta V'Hevesa. You have to actually lekicha b'avok echad. It has to be he himself harvested it and brought it without somebody in between. So here, since it changed ownership, it's like a change in lekicha b'avok. Kamash Malan, it's the same person that's bringing it, and he harvested it, so it's not considered a change.
Brings it the kairay.
But Havamina would have been since before he didn't own the gov, and now he owns the gov. Somebody sells his field during the time of Yevul. Maybe the Kaira, Shlokosham, maybe the Ain Kaira. Maybe the Kaira, Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Akul Dummy. Shlokosham, maybe the Ain Kaira, Kenyan Paris, Lavka, Kenyan Akul Dummy. And during Yevul, all a person has is Kenyan Paris. The Shvichai need both Machlokosim. Dibra Bahi, Bahi Kamar, Shlokosh, the Kizanokos, and I, the Parakanokos. When the guy buys Kenyan Paris, that's what he's going in for. When he buys in Yaibu, he's thinking that he owns the land. And even though he only has a Kenyan Paris, but it's a stronger one. That's why I need both cases. Tashma. Hakaini ilum v'kakai, maybe v'kaira. If you buy the land and the tree and the land, right? So we see that you're maybe v'kaira, even though, right? So we see that even though you only have a king in Paris, because Yaiva was going to take it back. And for the Gemara, my skin is my shame. I Yaiva learned. Because Shema Kainish Shnei Lonas with Tef Sedev Shachaveri, maybe be Ain Kaira, because he doesn't own the land, and it's not even a king in Paris we spoke out. So he doesn't even own the right to the land, to the fruit. As soon as the tree dies, it's gone. Hashloish maybe the Kaira. I the Kaira, all he has is a king in Paris because of Yaiva. Chanami Bisman Shein Yaiva learned. That's the Gemara Bahash number of Chizda Machlekes. We have a Shein Neve, we have Rishon Divrachon, maybe the Kaira. That Kati Lishamach Datayon. The way Rashi learns is the first time they were in Eretz Yisrael, everybody thought that the Kenyan would be permanent. They weren't counting on Yevul to work, and therefore at that point it was a Kenyan Aguf. So the Kasha be Yevul Rishon, be Yevul Shein, be Yevul Rishon. Those would be a Kenyan Aguf, and he would bring a Bikaira even according to his sluggish. Other Rishonim don't like Rashi's chat. Because Yevul Rishon happened a very long time ago. Why would the Brisas be discussing something that happened hundreds of years before it? So they say Yevul Rishon is the first time a person sells a field. During his first Yevul. He doesn't trust the system till it works for him. Even though he saw it work for other people. That's how the Miri learns. Leima Ketanoi. Minayin L'keich Sadam Abim V'Gdisha. Somebody bought a field from his father. Donated it to Hegdish while he was a Sdei Mikna. The Ravocha by Sdei Mikna is that by Yoiva goes back to the original owner. Yakach makes up even now it's his day Achuza. Even though when he donated it, it was the same Mikta. Minai should say Lefonim because day Achuza. Talmud Lemrem is day Miknosa, Shalem is day Achuza. The word Asher Lem is day Achuza is superfluous. Obviously, if it's his day Miknosa, it's not day Achuza. Tami Sada Shayna Ruyali Sada Achuza. Yatza Zazu Shiruyali Sada Achuza. To tell me something that doesn't turn into Zdei Achuza, this turns into Zdei Achuza. Diver Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. The Meir Eimer, no, I don't go that far. I have a smaller Kiddush. By the time he was Magdish, he had inherited already, but he first owned the Paris. Then he went and inherited the rest. How do I know and I don't say he owned it as a king in Paris first? And it's not Zdei Achuza, sorry. Tamalim is Zdei Mekdosa, Shalim is Zdei Achuza, sorry. Sada Shein is Zdei Achuza, Yasa Sazu, she's Zdei Achuza. Notice the difference of wording. If Yudin Rabbi Shimon said, Ruya Li is Zdei Achuza, when he made it Hegdish, wasn't a Zdei Achuza as of yet. The mayor is saying it was already a Zdei Achuza. And you need a pasuk to say, because since he bought it first, even though now it's a Zdei Achuza, we treat it like a Zdei Achuza. What's the machlokes? Yehuda Rav Shimon ben Yehuda or Yehuda Rav Shimon makes Abba Bakar Chadisha Lo Tzichi Kua. Yehuda Rav Shimon seemed to say that he wouldn't need a pasuk for that case. Why? My lab, Okim Ivlagi. The mayor of King Yehuda Rav King Yaakov Dami. So he had the main ownership already. So the father dying didn't really change much. And therefore, we view it as, you'd have a havamina to view it as a stay mikna. So the pasuk says, the bottom line is now it's a stay achuza. Gemara says he doesn't yarshin anything, which means the main kinyan he had before, so what he's yarshining is not all that much. So I need a pasuk to say that even though he had it as his day mikna, which gave him an overwhelming majority of the kinyan, still it changed into his day achuza before he was magdashit. And Rebuta Roshim and Sabi kinyan peris lavka kinyan agavdami. Baba Misa Sabi pashtu the kiyaris. So it really wasn't really his till his father died. But when his father died, it became a Zdei Achuza. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's considered a Zdei Achuza. So what's the extra pasuk coming for? Really, they would hold Kinyan Peres Kinyan Agov. And Enochinami, they need a pasuk for a Meir's case as well. That since he owned the Kinyan Peres already, so what he inherits is not worth all that much, and therefore we would have a Havamina that it doesn't change from Zdei Mikna to Zdei Achuza. Right. Kamash Malon, then it does. I need a Pusik. So the question is, do I need a Pusik? What gives them a right to take it a step further than when he was Magdashit after his father died? Well, Rabbi Roshim and Kroashkin with Darish, they had a second Pusik. Lifted Rachmanim Zdei Mikna Sashaloy Achuzasai. My Mizdei Achuzasai. What does it have to say? I shall like Mizdei Achuzah, so the Shayna really is Zad Achuziyat, and Zushu Oilu Shayna Achuzah. So everybody holds you need a Pasek. Because Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Agov. And therefore, what he inherits, he doesn't inherit much. And I would think that it remains as they make them. Meaning, let me just speak this out. A normal son has no Kinyanim in his father's land. When his father dies, he inherits it all. So that's as they Achuzah. This guy had a Kinyan Peres in it before. Right? So what he gets from his father's death might not be viewed as an Achuza. And we spoke out the bar from Shmuel Rusevsky, because the minute his father's gone, the Kinyan Peres gets the Kinyan Guf automatically, even if he wouldn't, quote-unquote, inherit it. Once the father's Kinyan Guf goes off, the one who has the Kinyan Peres gets it, like we talked about a Ger. A Ger would die, and somebody else had bought the Kinyan Peres, that person would automatically acquire the Kinyan Agov. So we wouldn't view it as a Zdei Achuza. So I need a Pasuk, Great Mayor. And if you don't agree, I need a Pasuk for that. They just say I have a second Pasuk to tell me even if he was Magdish before his father died. So that's the Kamai Vayit Tamar Rav Yosef, Ilav Tamar Rav Yosef, and Kinyan Peres, and Kinyan Agov Tami, Levotzi Yod of Arachdom of Beis Magdish. If not in the fact that he said Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Agov, he wouldn't find his hands and feet in the base medrash, meaning he'd have major problems. When brothers divide something, if they're buying it from each other, when they give it back, that means everybody only has Kinyan Peres. And if Kinyan Peres were not Kinyan Agov, that means they don't really own it. Right? You'd never have Bikurim only if one son inherited from one son who inherited from one son all the way to Yeshua Benut. Period. So, but since he holds Kinyan Peres and Kinyan Agov, he doesn't have that problem. Amar Rav Karam Asnitsa Messiah Lele Rish Lakish. Pashat meaning of the Pasuk, and of a price is a riot to Rish Lakish. Krah says, B'mitzvah Shnei Tvuas Yimachar Lach. It doesn't say B'mitzvah Shanim, it says Shnei Tvuas, which is Mashma, that he only owns the grains, the produce, not the land. And Masnitsa that Nam Bechor Noitul Pishnai Besayda Chazer Slava B'yayvom. His father sold the field, and now that he died, the halacha is a bechor gets pishnayim in what his father left here, not collectibles. Is this a collectible, or is this his father's? He has the kinyan aguf. He doesn't have the kinyan peris. The whole kinyan peris will have the kinyan aguf. It's considered here. Am rabbi, nektinam ba'al b'nichti ishta tzarech hashav. The Baal wants to go to the entire for his wife's chasim, since we hold kinyan peris, will have the kinyan aguf dami. The guy can tell him, excuse me, you have no shaykhus in this case, unless he gets a hashav. That's if he's not dealing to collect fruit, which is his right. Once he's involved, he's involved. The Zakin collect Iddis. The Gemara is going to be bothered. Why is that called Tikkun Olam? She gets Beninus. You can't follow a lien to a buyer as long as the person who owes you the money has other bnei chayrin. I feel the hands of Boris. This is to protect buyers, right? So if Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and he doesn't have money and he has a ziboris, and Shimon says, "Excuse me, my din is beninus, and you sold the beninus since our loan. I have a lien on that field." So he wants to go to the buyer and take the field away. The halacha is, since Reuven has the buris, he has what to pay him with on hand, he has no right to go to the buyer. And that's a tikkun olam. That's to protect buyers, that they should buy land without being afraid that it's going to be taken away from them. So what they do is, they make sure there's something left. And that way they protect themselves.
That buyer bought with a mortgage.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That buyer bought with a mortgage. The guy gets a loan.
The halacha is, even though there was a lien on the land, but since there's an other land, you can't go collect the lien till you get the other land. That means as a buyer, if I look around and I see the guy owns other land, I don't have to worry that people will follow me. It protects buyers. If not, buyers will be very scared to buy. How are they supposed to know? The guy dies. He leaves over Iddis and Beninus, and he owed damages. Still, from Yisayman, we only collect from Zavoris. That's for the benefit of Yisayman. Achilles Paris Yishvachar Kaz is somebody stole a field from somebody else. Ganav sold it to a buyer. The owner comes and takes it away from the buyer and reimburses expenses, meaning not for the field. He says, the extra you put into the field, I'm not going to pay you its value. I'm going to pay you what it costs you. Usually the value is more than the cost of the investment. So he pays him part of the deal. The guy goes back to the guy who sold it to him and said, you sold me something that didn't belong to you. So the money he owes him is like a debt. There's a lien on that. But the improvements, he can't collect as a lien. He can only take it from what the ganav has, and not from a lien, and the Gemara will explain why. Matan Isha Vabonis is a Tznai Ksuba. The Ksuba says that the estate will feed the wife and kids. Now Ksuba can be collected from a lien, but Matan Isha Vabonis, one of the reasons the Gemara will say, we'll just speak this out, is you can't have a lien on an unknown. You never know how much that's going to be. So why in the world would anybody buy a land from somebody when he knows that the wife and daughters might come and collect Mosaidus for the next 8 years? Like, he can't protect himself. So things that he knows the guy owes, he has that in mind. Things that are unknowns, he has no idea how long the wife is going to collect Mosaidus, when the guy will die and when the daughters will start getting Mosaidus. So there's no lien on such a thing.
Until
the woman, until she decides to get remarried or collect tzuba, and the daughter is still bagrus. Not to come out by term, may take an island. I might see Mitzia, but you should. What do you mean, extra love?
Is that part of the
tzuba? Part of the tzuba. Fire etc. Yes. So it's a known quantity. But the issue of abundance is unknown.
Yeah, but how about things like, is there also parts of people that are extra?
I don't know what you mean by that.
No, other things that are part of that set amount.
Depends if it's a set amount or not a set amount. Gemara will talk about it. My Mitzvah Tzila is when the guy finds a Mitzvah, returns it, and the guy says, you kept some of it. He wants him to swear. He doesn't have to swear because not nobody will ever return anything. Nothing about it, but take an island. What do you mean? Is someone has made this and they take an island? The Raisa.
Is that mode of that? Took some of it.
No, he's not. He's saying I gave it all back.
He gave it all back, right?
Hesas, a drabana de kishua. If I claim you owe me $1,000, you say no, you have to make a shua mitzvah.
But this is not to do with the. You said partial out of the island.
Again, this is a shua hesas that has to be made at any claim. Nothing in my life, may take an island to Raisi. What do you mean, the Zakan has made this, may take an island? It's the Raisa. This is the Maitre's name, made the Karmi Shalom. And that's the Raisa. What do you mean, this is a Takana? I'm Rabbi Lechicha or Bishmo. The Takana is according to Bishmo. I'm the Raisa with the Nisik Sheminon, which is always not more than the Mazik, because the Mazik never has to go up and buy a field. Sometimes he can get away with not paying his best, because his not best is as good as the Nizik's best. His worst is as good as the Nizik's best. So with the Raisa, you can get away with that. Kamash may pick an island, Shemina with the Mazik. My Rabbi Shmuel, where is this Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel to Tanya? Meitu stay, meitu karmi Yishalem, meitu sedev shenizik, and meitu karmi shenizik to Rabbi Shmuel. Iba emir lebal kosti with ligmas from the Zalkim to Idis. All we're saying is to collect from Idis. Kavachayim ala hegdish. Correct the Gemara. Now the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Shmuel, no matter what row you eat, you would pay the best row. Is that fair that you should pay more than you damaged? We don't know the value of that row. The Mishalim let me make up. I'm a Rabba. If you know it's Kushi, but only pay Kushi, Ashna, you did Misham Shmena? What happened to my Chavera of Araya? Doesn't the guy have to prove it? The best of the Nizik was like the worst of the Mazik. The Shmuel is talking about the Nizik Shemina and the Mazik can give him his worst. And he's Mekayim Meitav Sedeyu of the Nizik. But he was talking about the Mazik Shemina and he has to give his best. And again, it's the same monetary value. It's just people would rather have Idis than Zaboris. We're not going there. Fact the Gemara, my time at the Shmuel. And for the Gemara, never saw the Lamata, but never saw the Lamaila. That saw the by payments, and says saw the by damages. My saw the more Lamaila than Nizik, you're damaging the Nizik's field. I've saw the more Lamata than Nizik. Rebbe Akiva, so I remained to sit there, you shall him. The Mashma, the guy, pays his best. Now he has to come and shall him. Correct the Gemara, Rebbe Shmuel, you're great to have a Xerah Shabba, but how do you ignore Pashim Shat in the Pasuk? And for the Gemara, on a Xerah Shabba, on a Kroah, use this Xerah Shabba in some cases. And the Pasuk in some case. Hanik Zer Shabba looks on Maran. That if the Zaboris, the Mazik, like the Idis, the Nizik, he can pay him Zaboris. And he crawled, the Isle, the Mazik, Idis, the Zaboris. The Zaboris, the day, Loy Shabbik, Idis, the Nizik. His best is better than the Nizik's best. His worst is worse than the Nizik's best. So what does he pay? Does he go down or does he go up? Masham, let me make him. He pays him from his Maitav. And we spoke out of Machlekes Rishayim. What would happen if the Mazik has three fields? And his middle field is better than the Nizik's best. But it's not exact amount. Do we say it just go up, or do you say it has to be a Meitav? And if it's not the Meitav of the Nizik, automatically it goes to the Meitav. But the Mazik is much like it's Bishad. Rebbe Kiva, I'm a Levah, Kossi, the Ligus, and Zelkom, the Idis, and Kavachayim, and Lehekdish. Practicing on my Kavachayim, and Lehekdish. What is this Kavachayim, and Lehekdish? Elah, but it's not Kutruy, the Dun, Latruy, the Hekdish. Is it that our short gore, the short of Hekdish, you don't pay anything. You don't need money to buy the kabayis. You want to say that the gizmer of shalom idis. Then the gizmer comes and takes him idis. All it is a debt. Bachoyv did it bevenu. The key time of the keep about shalom idis gizmer shalom. You want to say bachoyv collects idis. If you remember, I still have a cash of the kabachoymer. Malo bachoyv can you have a kaychem in the zakim? When you owe a guy money, when you damage him, you pay idis. By Hegdish, you pay nothing by damages. So Hegdish is weaker. So how do you make a Kavachimer from Hegdish to Hegdish? Kavachimer by Hegdish can't hurt a Kavachimer in the Zuck. Dr. Gemara Lailam and Akhatoy did not look toward the Hagdish. The Kiva Summer look of Shimon Manasseh, the Tanya of Shimon Manasseh, I'm a Tarsha Hagdish and Uncle Shasha had your putter, because he dies in Chari Ayu, not Hagdish, Hagdish doesn't pay. The Hagdish and Uncle Shasha Hagdish, main time they moved Mishal Nezek Shalom. The Hector of a time paying Chassi Nezek is only if you damage a Hagdish. If you damage a Hagdish, you pay Nezek Shalom. The Kiva holds like of Shimon Manasseh, and he says, Kabul Chaymer, then it pays it is. Thank you, Gemara. So who says there's another machloikas? Rabbi Akiva never said the word mazik. We only went to the machloikas because we had to find one. They're only arguing by headdress. Rabbi Akiva suffered like Rabbi Manasseh was more suffered like Rabbana. Then the Gemara gives three truths. M.K. Maitla Ba'akasov. Loibo Akasov seems to indicate that he's arguing on the idis. We like my Kavu Chaymer Lehegdish, you're not going to the strictest. The Kavu Chaymer Lehegdish, it sounds like you're making it the strictest. The strictest is in the Mazik. Boy, number of actually, time to behead you, we learned the Farish. Matum Sadev, Matum Karim Yishalem, Matum Sadev Shanizik, Matum Karim Shanizik, the Rebbe Shmo, we keep my Matum Sadev Shamazik, and Matum Karim Shamazik. Ravina Amar, no. Loyola Masnizir Rebbe Kivi, the right of the Mazik Shamina. And Enoch Inami, there's no rabbinic Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is explaining the Daraisa, like Reb Shimon, who says, the Shinan time of the crop. Reb Shimon, he the Darsh time of the crop. Reb Shimon is the one, the Darshan's time of the crop. The Tanya, right. Ma Tam Kamer. Ma Tam and the Zakat Shem Levedis. It may Tikkun Olam. That's the reason of the Torah, to deter damages. The Tanya. Amr Reb Shimon, they Mamma Zakat Shem Levedis. People will steal and people will pay, drop money and take it. I'll take my best deal. That's why the Torah said, now that's the Rabbanan said. Because really it should be Zeboris. We learn that from a pasuk later on. The Gemara will bring. I don't know if the Gemara will bring it here, because then we learn that you go to the guy gives you whatever he wants. And when he gives you whatever he wants, he gives you zeburah. They say Amr b'chayim b'beinim. But why didn't we say idis? They say Yir Adam Chazal Chaveret Sud Chaveret Chazal Nav Tiri Nav Yem Ekpat Zavenuk Neshek Venuk B'chayvi. But he shouldn't say I'm going to lend the money. I know he doesn't have what to pay me back. I'll get his best deal. I'm at the aim of Zeburis. So why did Rabbanim change it from Zeburis to Beninus? Can't know those who they love, and nobody will want to lend anybody money if they're stuck with Zeburis. The position of Zeburis is Rabbi Yehuda, the mayor of Beninus. I'm Rabbi Shimon Leibau, 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 a woman wants to get married more, and she won't insist on any more than that. The Barachar, which we don't understand, is she Yaitzel in China, Shleil in China, a woman divorced whether she likes it or not. And the question is, why is that a reason for Zeburas? The answer is, he pays her Ksuba when he gets rid of her. When she causes the breakup of the marriage, the answer is, she doesn't make the decision of divorce. He doesn't have to give the get. If he gives the get, he has to pay. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Yes?
Is that the worst then?
No, it's nothing to do with the worst.